for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Averscato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They're just west of Spring Hill Avenue, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Backlund and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for your fish-finding technology needs. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And y'all, here he is, star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Averscato. Good morning.
Question for you. Is it hot enough for you?
Oh, my gosh. But, you know, this is the thing. So you and I got to slip out Sunday morning, all right, Tim?
Yep.
So that north wind was coming down, and it actually felt pretty darn nice at our before sunrise run. It was nice and cool, but that lasted till the second the sun got up over the horizon, and then somebody turned on the propane heater. And, I mean, it's been on all week.
Well, I'm telling you what, it's incredible, and it's hard to believe, man. We're coming to the end of September. Hey, I got news for the listeners. That cat that's on the radio there, he's not just a pretty voice behind the microphone. That cat can catch some fish, too. So let me just tell you all that.
Well,
I get to do the report, but that cat can catch them.
You've been training me for 20 years, man. I'm just a good student. You and I had a good trip on Sunday, and this is, you know, part of what's happening this time of year, even though it's August hot in September. The fish are moving, the fish are changing, and the bait's moving.
See, I told you he could do the report right there. There it is. That's, you just told the whole story right there. No, man, that's the deal. We saw it. I mean, it was there was a lot of moving bait, a lot of a lot of shrimp. You know, when I say bait, I'm talking about shrimp. The whole key, the Mobile Bay fishery, is the shrimp migration. And there was a lot of shrimp on the move, as we saw, and we keyed a lot on that, dude. We were, you know, and that's what I've done all week, is you look for those signs in the form of feeding fish, slicks that, you know, indicate feeding fish. But we would see just a few gulls diving here and there, and they were diving on shrimp. And when we got around those shrimp, we caught fish, you know. And that's kind of going to be the pattern, you know, really until it cools off. You're going to there's so many shrimp moving through the bay right now, and the fish are staying with those. You really have to kind of stay on the move and look for those signs. And then nothing's really going to change until it cools off. I think we're supposed to get a little bit of a cool off next week sometime. But, you know, you won't see any kind of, you know, big change in that pattern. It's a run and gun deal. And, you know, keep your eyes open for those signs.
Yeah, that was one thing, too. There's a lot of people in the fall and the early winter talk about, you know, we're fishing the delta, the north end of the bay, because the shrimp are falling out. But, you know, the untold story is the fish going up, I mean, the shrimp going up the bay to get into the delta.
That's right. And there are literally swarms of them. I was talking to a guy yesterday I ran into, and it's just like a huge bumper crop of shrimp this year that are moving that way, which is a good news. It's good to hear that it's that healthy. But they said that there's just a mass of shrimp moving up the bay right now. And they're, you know, the shrimp boats I saw working up the bay never shut their engines off all day. And they don't run those engines just because they like burning diesel. they're catching shrimp when they're running those engines. So anyway, there's a lot of shrimp, you know, up in the bay. There's a lot of shrimp still down in the sound too, especially on the northern ends of the sound. Kind of the same pattern down there. If you get more of an easterly direction or even southeast, which is what we're supposed to have this weekend, that wouldn't be a bad place to go. The water down there obviously is beautiful right now, just because we hadn't had a lot of local rain, you know, other than just showers and stuff, which doesn't affect the water clarity. But so the sound might not be a bad place to go if you want to fish down towards the lower end of the bay. I'd stay on the north end of the sound in the marsh area and do the same thing. Keep your eyes open for, you know, anything that's giving away shrimp on the surface. And you're going to find schools of fishing. It might be in an unlikely place. You know, it's not spot fishing. Like I said, you got to really kind of fish a pattern and be on the lookout for, you know, fish giving themselves away.
Yeah, you're fishing the migration. But you did mention marsh there to me, and got me thinking about redfish, too, down in that. How's the redfishing been? You and I caught a few the other day, but how's it been down at the south end of the bay?
It's good. That's a good steady, stable fishery. Those redfish, especially the juvenile, the smaller slot size fish, smaller medium size slot size fish, live in that marsh. You know, you can go and fish points and creek mouths and things like that, and you're going to stumble across some reds, especially if you can get your hands on some live shrimp.
How's that been? Can you still do that?
It's, you know, it's a little tough. I would call before you, if you're planning a live bait trip, I would make a few phone calls before you go and sit and waste some good quality fishing time waiting on a shop to open and find out they don't have any shrimp. So, you know, and as we saw the other day, and it's been me all week, I haven't worried about it. If I couldn't get it We did just fine on artificial bait, so don't cancel your trip because you can't get shrimp.
All right, do this. If people want to book a trip with you for this great fall fishing, talk about doing that.
But let's just go to ateamfishing.com. That's the easiest way to get us, and it's got both our phone number and our contact information on there, and you can hit us on the Internet or give us a call.
All right, Captain, we will see you soon, and hopefully somebody will turn the air conditioning on here within the next week or so.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. What's up, crew at McCoy? What's up, Chippy? And the folks at HMS Marine Electronics. Hey, Macklin. We'll be right back. Hour number three of Mobile Mornings starts next.